At last, we're talking about water. Please do join the conversation on 021-446-0567. Our water crisis has, of course, reached a point where it's now not only hitting your taps, but also your pocket. As of 1 July, just this Sunday, new tariffs will kick in. The idea being that the city needs to raise more money in order to get the precious resource to your tap. And on top of this, if you are a City of Cape Town prepaid electricity customer, as I said earlier, the tariff structure will also be changing. And for some, it will just feel like an annual increase. But for others, it'll be a lot higher. The City of Cape Town's Xanthia Lindberg joins us this morning to walk us through the changes you'll find on your new municipal bill. Good morning, Councillor Lindberg. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, and yourself?
Excellent. Please, the tariff increase is just a few days away. Can you just remind our listeners what to expect when their new bills arrive?
So, yes, with the budget being passed, tariffs will be effective from the 1st of July. Looking at the water tariffs, for Indigenous customers, so those who are vulnerable and have been registered as Indigenous based on the city's policies, they will receive essentially the first 10.5 kiloliters of water free of charge. And thereafter, essentially, their tariff is structured similar to that of the non-indigent tariff structure. If we look at the domestic customers for non-indigent, it's obviously, given the public participation comments, the increases are substantially less than what was initially proposed. So currently, residents are paying 26 rand 25 cents per kiloliter for the first 6 kiloliters. That will now, from the 1st of July, increase to 28 rand 90 cents for the first kiloliter in the 6 kiloliter bracket. And then if we look at the second bracket, which is 6 kiloliters to 10.5 kiloliters, you're currently paying 46 rand per kiloliter, and that will remain the same at 46 rand. So very minimal impact. If we look at sanitation, non-indigenous customers are currently paying 22 rand 50 cents for the first kiloliter in that first bracket of consumption. It now increases to 24 rand and 72 cents, and the second bracket has not changed. So that is the impact on water. Most importantly, though, the city is also introducing the fixed delivery charge, and this has been introduced across the country in many municipalities to also deal with sustainability of the service. And it's based on the diameter size of your water meter, and this will be indicated on your monthly bill as of the 1st of July.
And what is the justification for that charge, Xanthia?
So the first level is a diameter size of 15 millimeters, and with that it comes to 64 rand 40 cents for a 20 millimeter diameter pipe. With that it's 115 rand. 95% of the domestic properties within Cape Town will fall in between 15 or 20 millimeter diameter sized pipes, with the larger portion falling in the category of that 15 millimeter pipe. So you should expect a fixed delivery charge of about 64 rand on your bill as of the 1st of July.
Yes, and thanks, Xanthia. Back to the question. Just very quickly, what is the briefest you can do for us, just to give us a sense of the actual political justification for that introduction of the charge?
So as the city has experienced drought, we realize that the way that our tariffs are structured has not been resilient, and the impact has meant that we have lost a substantial amount of revenue.
Because we've limited our consumption.
And with consumption fluctuating, we need a sustainable source of income, and that is the motivation, essentially, for the fixed delivery water charge.
I see. And just a yes-no question. Do you have any concerns that people having to pay more for less water might lead to sort of wasteful ways?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Is there a concern, just yes or no, whether the sense that people are paying a whole lot more but still keeping to their 50 litres a day will lead them to be a bit more wasteful with the water that they use?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, good to know. All right, thank you so much for joining us, Councillor Lindberg. That's the Mayoral Committee Member for Informal Settlements, Water and Waste Services and Energy in the City of Cape Town.